time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Mike Kourianos with Price City. We're going to kind of give a rundown of everything that went on in Price this year. There was a lot of great successes, even with everything else that was going on in the world. Mayor Kourianos, thank you so much for joining us today.
Dave, it's a pleasure to be here and to share this information with the citizens of our Carbon County.
So let's start off with some of the great things that happened in Price City this year. There was a lot of, you know, projects and community projects and things like that. So let's start off with those.
Okay, so one of the projects that we were able to accomplish was with Utah Power and Light Credit Union. They put together this community garden, and the partnership is with Utah State University Eastern and with Price City, the hospital, also Pacific Corp, or Rocky Mountain Power. We put together this garden, and basically it was the members of Utah Power and Light Credit Union doing this. They paid for that park, and we are just maintaining, and it's a community garden to grow the vegetation for our community, for those that are in need of food, and for the food bank. Gary Strackwedine and Greg Dart of Utah State University Eastern, we built the grow boxes. They donated those grow boxes, and we have plants and vegetation growing there. We have fruit trees in that garden that are growing, and hopefully we'll have some grapes growing. And so that was a great accomplishment in our eyes as a council, because that area was never developed for the longest time. Well, for my whole life. But here's something where people are coming together and working together. That's the one thing that is so nice. It's not just the mayor or a council member. It's all of us working together and saying, we want to make a difference. And so that's what's exciting for me.
Well, and I think the exciting part is, and you talked about it too, is the great, like you said, it wasn't just Price City. It was all the great partnerships that went into making that happen.
Right, right. We had students from USU giving their thoughts, and as we formed and listened to everybody, then we had the architect put that together, and it's really nice. Now that's phase one. There's some other things that going forward that park needs, and we're going to get there. It's going to be nice. We at one point hope to have the farmer's market there, or maybe someplace else. The farmer's market could be down on Main Street. That's another focus that we're trying to accomplish and trying to make our Main Street vibrant for our businesses and everyone there.
Well, and you had a couple of successes as far as Main Street goes, you know, with the scarecrows on Main Street and the Christmas tree regalia being on Main Street that got people downtown and realizing what's really going on. And I think we've talked about it in the past about, you know, getting people to just buy into downtown Price, and it, all it takes is a few people to start getting excited about it. And then, you know, they start showing up more and more and more.
Dave, and you hit on it right from the get-go. That's what it's all about, is, you know, people and their ideas. Susan Neal and Sherry Neal, their new business is on Main Street, and they're coming up with ways. Sherry Neal of Juniper Pizza, she said, what about these scarecrows, putting scarecrows? She saw it in another community, and we said, let's try it. And the people in the community each took an active part of building a scarecrow, and it was fabulous. Now here's Connie Hamilton with the Christmas tree regalia and her committee. And I don't know everybody, and I don't want to say leave anybody out, but there's one person saying, hey, we would like to do put the Christmas tree regalia down on Main Street. And the businesses saying, yes, we'll support it. That's what it's all about. And that's what is exciting, is that we have a community coming together, trying to help and bring people out of their homes. You know, as you talk about COVID, that's what these different activities, it brought people out of their homes so they're not isolated. They could walk on Main Street. They could drive past Main Street. I talked with a person that was suffering from cancer, but she could go in her car later at night when there was nobody there and see the Christmas trees and see the scarecrows. So that's what this is all about. That's what's exciting to me, is that people are getting involved.
And downtown is just one part of it. We've had plenty of other recreational opportunities as well, with the pump park coming in.
Yes. So, you know, there's a council member, Terry Willis, that, you know, wrote the grant and put her vision together with Mark Jesperson. But that pump park, that bike pump park, is unique. And as you talk with those that go there, it's not just pumping up and down a hill. It's the motion, your body motion, and it's a workout. If you talk to someone that is there, it's a great workout for you. And you're, if you are an active cyclist, that's another level of working out on a bike.
And another great thing that happened downtown, we got some wayfinding signage. And that all came part of USU Eastern, right? That was
well.
Part of
that's
that.
That's the other part of this, is that the different partnerships that we are, that we have, you know, the Association of Governments. That's, you know, the AOG. That's Jerry Gamber, Jade Powell, and Michael Bryant, and then there's lots of employees there. They are also part of this, helping our community and Carbon County, Emery County. The wayfinding signs, that's USU Eastern. All these different partnerships that we've developed for Price City is phenomenal. Those wayfinding signs, that's Greg Dart, Brett Kamens, Amy Jesperson, Terry Willis. They're coming together weekly and coming up with ideas, trying to make our community a college community. I said earlier about the ALG coming in. They set up a meeting. I had a meeting with the mayor of Rushton, Louisiana, and where he has developed a college community. And so we had this meeting, myself and Mayor Walker and Stuart Clayson and Jerry Gamber and Jade Powell, and we talked about our community. Our next meeting, they got Greg Dart, Gary Straquadine, and the mayor, and myself, and a representative from Louisiana Tech, how they developed their little town in a college community. That's the one thing I think is, once we become a college community, we'll grow also. I had a wise person, Ellis Pierce, tell me the college is going to be the horse that pulls the carriage, Price City being the carriage. So I've always looked at that, and I've said that a lot in different settings, and I think it's wise.
And it is. It really is, because that is one thing that kind of is going to drive everything, and that'll bring people in and keep people here. Is the university. Well, Mike, with it being the end of the year and we're getting close to the holidays and everything like that, why don't we wrap up with just kind of going through, you know, we had a very good year, even though it was, you know, down for some people and we had other things that were going on. But Price City endured and Carbon County and the area endured. And I think we made it through pretty well.
I have to agree. I think the one thing is, don't lose hope. There's nothing we cannot do together. I think if we try to accomplish it individually, we don't have the success. And from this interview, I hope people take away is that we are all working together with the commissioners, the mayors, and different mayors of other counties. You know, we have Emery County working right alongside us, you know, because they're our neighbor. We're working together, and that's the hope. You know, if I can say anything at this time of season, is that, you know, don't give up. I know that if you look outside your window, there can be some real disparity there, but we are working together to make our community stronger, better, and we are a community that, the one term I always use is, we got your back. And that's one thing I want to say is, I got your back.
All right. So, Mike, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking out the time and coming in today. We really appreciate you.
No, thank you. And thank you, you know, Price City and everyone, you know, around. I just want to say Merry Christmas from Price City and the employees of Price City. That's the other part of this that I have to thank.
All right. Take care. That's Mayor Mike Kourianos of Price City. Now, if you want more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.